track and field indoor season. Tell me about it. How is the preparation going? Are you going to be able to, are you competing here pretty soon?
Yeah, so preparation has been going great. Personally, I felt like I've been doing pretty well in practices, but that's only thanks to my teammates who have been pushing me, and it's just been a great atmosphere, and we have our first track meet. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, on Saturday in Missouri, heading down to Missouri.
Yeah, it's this Saturday, isn't
it? This Saturday, yep, it is.
Are you ready? Are you prepared for it?
I think so, yeah, yeah.
What events are we gonna go with first now?
We're going to go with the 400. So
just one event right now.
One 400. It says 4x4 by my name, but it says that next to everyone's name of a 6 girls. So I'm thinking I'm probably going to be a sub for that just because last week at UNL it was supposed to be for my teammates. And then I was only supposed to run on Friday, but none of it ever happened. So I wasn't going to be a sub anyways. So I'm just assuming I'll probably be a sub in case one of my teammates gets hurt, which hopefully they don't.
No.
We've had a little bit of sickness, little injury strains here and there, but overall really healthy and just ready to rock and roll.
So last meet was you're supposed to have one meet already and it got called?
Yep, we were supposed to have a Friday-Saturday meet in Lincoln. But the weather decided it wanted to be very cold.
Yeah, it's not been fun the last couple of weeks, has it?
Yeah, no.
So 400 right now. Maybe we'll see. Indoor season, of course, is different. Outdoor season. It's a whole different ball game, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think Coach JR has prepped us really well to get those times, around 60, sub 60. So, and for indoor, I'll take it. And then... yeah, outdoor, I'll start cooking.
You got a good, dear, your position coach, we call it position coach, who coaches the mid-distances.
Yes.
It's pretty good,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. That he is, Coach JR.
That's good. How about the rest of your teammates? You got a chance to know all your teammates? You got some really good athletes on the girls' team, don't you?
Yes, we do. So we're kind of obviously separated by events and stuff. And so in the long sprint crew, we have 7 girls. And Hannah and Nicole and Kyla are all seniors, so we'll be losing them next year. And they've just been, as I've heard, phenomenal athletes. And, I see it in training. They're just very focused and very, adamant to do it the right way every single time. And so that's, always an encouragement to me to just, keep after it and, the results will kind of fall with the preparation. So,
would you like to be on that relay sometime soon?
Yes, yeah. I would. And probably because, just unfortunately for my teammates, because Kyla's been struggling a bit with a knee injury. I'm not really sure, but I know for sure last year, she was on that relay, and then Abby. She also plays volleyball at UNK, actually, and so just recently not sure what's going on yet, but she'll be out for this meet for sure. And so right now we're looking at Nicole, Maley, Hannah, and golly, I forgot her name. So embarrassing.
Well, it's
and
tough.
And Jesse. Okay. Those 4, I think, will be running the relay on Saturday.
Well, how many girls are on the team? There's a bunch of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there is, but not very many are in our short sprints crew.
Right.
But, yeah. It was a good day of practice today. I'm pretty tired.
I know. Hey, how do you do it? You got a couple of jobs. You go to school and compete in track and field. How do you do that?
I don't know. I left work today at 2:44, and I had practice at 3.
Oh, my.
But we made it on time. It was fine.